It's time. You're listening to the National Edgar Allan Poe Theater on the Air, sponsored in part by Baltimore's own Raven Beer and the Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts. I'm Alex Zavistovich. 3 years ago, the National Edgar Allan Poe Theater was invited to take part in a project called The Media of Mediumship with the University of Stirling in Scotland and the University of East Anglia in England. As Poe Theater's artistic director, I performed in and co-produced a three-part series written by UEA professor Richard J. Hand, based on fiction held in the Harry Price Library in the University of London's Senate House Library. The programs were first heard on the BBC as The Adventures of Zachariah Yeager and are a continuing part of the curated Medium of Mediumship project. Today, we'll be listening to the first of those three radio dramas. The Beast in the Caves. My name is Zachariah. Dr. Zachariah Yeager, but let's be friends, huh? You can call me Zach. Now, let me tell you about my research. I explore the paranormal. Folklore from all over the world, sightings, stories both strange and, well, stupid. Some things that cannot be explained. Now don't let it scare you. I'm Zach Yeager, the nicest psychic investigator you could ever hope to meet. In my line of work, I'm often accused of chasing shadows, immaterial bodies that emerge and disappear into thin air. But there is more to my research than specters. Case in point, cryptozoology. I am fascinated by rumors of strange beasts. Monsters, you may say, but I prefer to say animals. Nothing immaterial about those. In fact, they must stink like a zoo. Not that I've ever seen one, but hey, I have an open mind. I'd love to catch sight of the Loch Ness Monster, and then just let that poor old girl disappear into those Scottish depths in perfect peace. And if anyone asked me if I'd seen a prehistoric reptile stick its head out of the murky waters, I'd tell them to go fish. But not in Loch Ness, obviously. I had an interesting case not so far from there, down in England. Now, I get lots of letters, you know that. Many are scams, many are pranks, some are just plain nuts. But sometimes I get a letter which piques my interest. One such letter came from a doctor in the charming area of England called East Anglia. His name was Dr. Holton. He had a mean nickname, but you'll hear that soon enough. He'd written to me claiming he'd seen something in the local caves. Well, Zach, the English countryside, respectable doctor, a beast in the caves, how could I resist? I'd always wanted to go to Great Britain, so why not now? I planned my journey, and Dr. Holton and I made that most British of arrangements. We agreed to meet in a pub.
Evening, sir. Settled into your room, all right?
Yes. Quite convenient, being directly above the bar.
Right enough. Now, you must be thirsty. What can I get you?
What do you recommend?
Beers? Cider? Spirits?
Yes, indeed. They all sound good.
I don't know what you Americans drink.
Well, I could try a beer. What one is this?
That's our best bitter, sir.
Actually, that sounds a bit too bitter for me. Sorry, I'll just have a scotch.
Very good, sir. A double?
Sure.
Very well. There you are.
Keep the change.
Thank you, sir. So what are you doing in these parts? On your holidays?
I'm actually here to meet someone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Dr. Holton. He said he was going to meet me this evening. Do you know if he's here already?
Dr. Holton? You must mean Dr. Trog.
I'm sorry, Dr. Trog?
Good old Troggy. Listen up, everyone. Got a Yankee here looking for Dr. Trog. Anyone know where our Yankee friend might find Troggy?
Down in the caves, most like. Looking for his monster.
Reckon that might well be the case.
But I wouldn't venture down there if I were you.
Too right. Don't get yourself lost in any dark caverns, Mr. Yankee.
Not my intention. There, I finished my scotch. Don't need another one. Thank you.
Mr. Yankee came to town looking for old Troggy. Got himself lost in the caves until his eyes went foggy.
Good evening. You must be Mr. Yeager?
Yes, Dr. Holton, right?
Yes. Pleased to meet you. Can I buy you a drink?
No, I just had one. I think a bit of fresh air might be good.
Yes, of course. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Gladys. You won't be benefiting from my patronage this evening.
That's quite all right, Dr. Holton.
How's everyone at home?
Fine. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Send my regards to your mother.
Will do.
Oh, well, let's head off, Yeager. Good evening.
Hi, Doctor. Hi, Dr. Holton.
That's better. Fresh air.
Yes, just what I needed after my journey. Well, they're a curious bunch.
Simple creatures.
I guess so.
Listen, Yeager, I'm no fool. I know they mock me behind my back.
But hold you in respect to your face.
Yes, as I said, simple, primitive creatures. Anyway, it is very good of you to come and see me, Yeager.
A visit to England was long overdue anyway. Rich pickings for my line of work this side of the pond.
I see. Really?
Yes. It's not only a green and pleasant land, but a country rich in ghosts, spirits, demonology.
That stuff is nonsense. Delusions. Deserves to be mocked.
Well, some might say the same of cryptozoology.
I beg your pardon?
I mean, that's what we're dealing with, isn't it? You've seen a creature in the local caves, yes? So it's a case of cryptozoology. Look, the word means the study of...
I am well aware of what the word means. How dare you?
I'm sorry?
I am not some deluded quack. I am a scientist, a qualified scientist.
Look, I don't...
The creature I saw is not a myth, and do you know why?
Why?
The creature I saw is not a myth because I have seen it.
Look, I'm really not questioning your...
Sanity?
No. I didn't say that. You're putting words into my mouth.
Mr. Yeager, I am of sound and rational mind. I am not naive. I am a rationalist. I have been trained to look for evidence, not fantasies.
I'm not questioning your intelligence or your integrity.
That is precisely what you are doing.
Look, I can see you're getting agitated. Can we please just calm down?
Unicorns are a myth. Banshees are a myth. What I saw was as real as you are, my American friend.
Doctor, what does the word cryptozoology mean?
You know as well as I do, it means a crackpot who pursues non-existent and ludicrous fantasies. Monsters that do not exist.
See, that's where you're wrong. Cryptozoology comes from three Greek words. Zoo, animal, crypto, hidden, logi, knowledge. The study of concealed creatures.
Ah, I see.
You found a hidden animal.
Yes, I have. I have. So I am a cryptozoologist.
Yeah, 100%.
That gives me some solace. I am well aware how people mock me behind my back. I am at the butt end of countless jokes and innuendos.
Why is that?
Because they don't believe what I have found to be true.
They seemed to imply you spend a long time down in the caves.
Of course I am. Where else would you see the monster, the creature, the beast?
Right. Doctor, please, describe what you've seen.
I was in the caves. I'd gone beyond the Roman sections and into the primeval depths.
Wait a minute. The Romans? What were the Romans doing down there?
Mining. Searching for gems, but something made them stop.
Not the fall of the Roman Empire, I take it.
No, Yeager. I believe that something else stopped them.
And this is where our monster comes in, is it?
Not a monster. A beast. And I have seen it. About three times now.
So you've said. Doctor, I think it's time you told me what you did see.
It is a mammal. 9 feet tall, covered in fur, light in pigmentation, as subterranean fauna usually are. Eyes that bore evidence of the beast's optical capacity.
In other words, eyes as big as saucers?
Yes, I suppose you could say that.
Red and bloodshot?
No, Jaeger. Yellowy or pale orange in color.
Mm-hmm. Did you see anything else?
Of course I did. A maw of yellow teeth. Fangs, really.
And claws.
Yes. But as powerful as the image of the creature was, the sound it made was enough. That roar. Enough to fill one's soul with nothing less than...
Loud, was it?
It was loud, yes. But it wasn't so much that as the force it betrayed, the mocking fury of the arcane creature and its brutal potency.
So, we're talking about a kind of Sasquatch creature, or, given its pigmentation, something like a Yeti?
Possibly.
You know, I had an encounter with a Sasquatch once.
Really? You encountered the elusive Bigfoot?
Yes. And no.
I don't follow.
I was given a tip from what I thought was a reliable lead. Spent a couple of weeks in British Columbia, staked out in a forest.
You, Jaeger? You don't strike me as the type to go camping.
For the cause, Dr. Holton. For the cause.
And you encountered Bigfoot?
It was a moonlit night, and I was awoken by heavy steps and rustling foliage. I thought I was dreaming as I stuck my head out of my tent. And there it was. 8 feet tall. Red eyes. Its maw dripping with drool.
Good grief!
It turned and hastened away. Now, I hadn't spent 2 weeks dealing with mosquitoes and lack of washing facilities to miss my chance to capture this beast, so I grabbed my camera and made chase.
And the beast eluded you?
The creature lumbered forward, snapping branches as it went, and I followed close behind. Eventually, the beast tripped on a tree root, and the earth shook as it hit the ground. There was a silence across the whole forest. It was then I heard a voice.
I think I sprained my ankle.
Turns out it was my reliable lead in a gorilla outfit. To make things worse, his zipper was stuck. Took half an hour to get him out of that monkey suit.
Why on earth would he do that?
Oh, wish I could say it was his own elaborate investigation or even some peculiar fetish, but the real reason was nothing quite so colorful. His sole intention was to make a fool out of yours truly.
Why do they mock us so? We just want to find the truth.
Yeah, well, such is life. At least this guy got his comeuppance. There is something deeply satisfying in the fact that this Bigfoot's downfall was literally his big feat.
I suppose America is the land of hoaxes and pranks.
Harsh, but probably true. But sightings of such creatures crop up all over the world. As well as the well-known Sasquatch and Yeti, there are Yowies and Yahoos in Australia. Some think these sightings might be a Gigantopithecus.
Extinct prehistoric apes?
Only not quite so extinct. Well, that's what people would have us believe, anyway.
Forgive me, Mr. Jaeger. It's nothing personal, but I don't like your intentions, or your tone.
My intentions?
I get the sense that you take me for a fool. You're trying to dupe me.
And there I was, thinking we were getting on like a house of fire.
You consider me to be a gullible halfwit, or a man who has had some sort of nervous collapse. And now I inhabit delusions. You will draw everything out of me, only to laugh behind my back.
I assure you that I take you extremely seriously.
You want to prove that my monster is a man in a suit or in my head.
Dr. Holton, I take you more seriously than you would believe.
Very well. I am prepared to take you at your word.
Well, you should. You should trust my intentions. As for my tone, I guess I can't help that.
Well, yes, it's probably just because you're... Well, you know what.
A what?
An American.
Right. Well, okay, there's only one thing for it.
And what is that?
Let's go to the caves.
Excellent. First thing in the morning. Where are you staying?
I've got a room in that charming pub.
I'll meet you outside at 5 a.m.
A short night and a long day. Perfect.
I assume you have some gear for exploring the caves?
I do not.
You can't go dressed like that. Cuff pinstripe trousers and a fedora do not equip a man for underground exploration. I can lend you some kit.
This is my lucky fedora.
Will it protect you from falling rocks or braining yourself against the walls of a crumbling limestone tunnel?
Well, it has been very lucky, but given the occasion... Can I borrow a helmet? Come on, it's past midnight. Come in.
Mr. Jaeger?
Yes?
I'm Elizabeth Holton. I'm Dr. Holton's wife.
Pleased to meet you.
I need to tell you something about my husband.
I see.
He is not a well man, Mr. Jaeger.
I mean, it's evident that he's stressed, anxious, but other than that, he seems fine to me.
He is a sick man.
Look, his anguish is evident. He's just passionate about what he's seen. Call it a kind of missionary zeal. He just wants proof of what he's seen.
What has he proposed to you?
We're exploring the caves tomorrow. Well, later this morning, bright and early.
You must not go with him.
Well, that's impossible. Look, I want to get to the bottom of things for his sake, and believe me, if he's right, the world will take notice.
He wasn't always like this, you know. He was a decent man, a pillar of the community, a respected doctor. Then he started exploring the caves. It became an obsession for him, and I saw the burden it placed upon him. His furrowed brow, his paranoia. Then he started to tell tales of a beast in the caves. And it scared people.
Frankly, the locals seemed to mock him behind his back.
And to his face.
Nothing if not polite. Humble, even.
They are scared. It has come to the point that my husband needs help. And not from someone who will humour his delusions.
I see.
I hope you understand.
Look, I see where you're coming from, but you mustn't underestimate where I'm coming from.
Meaning?
I'm intrigued. If there really is a beast, I want to see it.
It will be a grave mistake, Mr. Jaeger.
We'll see.
You're in danger. My husband is in danger.
Thank you for your concern. I'll look out for his well-being. And my own.
So, you are going with him tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Then you are more of a fool than I took you for, Mr. Yankee.
Well, Jaeger, you've certainly acquired a charming nickname. I'd better turn in. Reckon the good doctor won't oversleep.
Here we are. The caves.
Ooh, quite a hike to get here.
Good way to get the heart racing. A good dose of fresh air before entering in there.
Wow. Yes, it's quite imposing. Not so fresh in there, huh?
No, it's dank, musty, fetid in places. Right, let's get the kit ready. I will help you with this. There. Comfortable?
I think so.
Not too tight?
No, I'm good.
Here's the helmet.
All right. There, how do I look?
Like a veritable explorer. Let me switch on the lamp for you. Is my one on?
Shining like a beacon.
Double-check the equipment with me before we go in. Canteen of water, one each.
Check.
Tin of luncheon meat and some biscuits, one of each for both of us.
Check.
Length of rope, one each.
Yes.
A large paraffin lamp and matches. I shall tend to that.
Very good.
And a camera and a revolver. You can tend the camera and I'll keep the gun.
Wait a minute. A revolver? Is that necessary?
It is a precaution, Jaeger. Merely a precaution.
Are you sure it's a precaution and we're not just asking for trouble?
I know what this is. You're American, so naturally obsessed with firearms.
Well, you're half right, Doctor. I am an American, but I am no fan of guns.
I think you do protest too much. Here, take the gun. Go on, I shall man the camera.
If you insist, but I assure you I won't be using it.
Fine, fine. It's just a precaution in case things get out of hand.
Well, let's hope the flash of your camera dazzles those big yellow eyes.
Very good. Ready?
Pretty much always.
Follow me.
Wow. You could get lost in here. We've only just stepped inside.
Yes, it's diabolically complex. Almost as if it was constructed by order of the devil himself.
Well, there's a term of reference I didn't expect from a rationalist like you to use, Doctor.
We're into a different realm here.
I kind of feel like we need a spool of Ariadne's thread.
Yes, indeed. But have no fear. I have mastered the cave system. Despite its best efforts to disorientate me, I see these caves in my dreams in accuracy. I could traverse it with my lamp switched off.
Let's not do that. I believe you.
Down this way.
Okay. Hey, don't get too far ahead of me.
I forgot. Not everyone's as accustomed as I am to these tunnels. I'll slow down, but I must urge you to keep your pace up. There's a limit to how long one can stand to be down here.
I can see why that might be, all right.
Keep going, Jaeger. We're near the first chamber.
Yes, sir. Wow. This is quite extraordinary.
Ironic, I know, but it reminds me of a cathedral.
Yes, you're not wrong there. How far does it stretch upwards, would you say?
I've calculated the vault must be around 20 yards at its zenith.
Is there something up there?
Bats. There's an opening they come in and out of at the north end of the vault.
So, do we just wait here?
Heavens, no. We've a long way to go. Much deeper.
Just what I wanted to hear.
We're going this way, into that tunneled passage.
You mean that particularly sinister opening over there?
Yes.
I should have guessed.
Getting nervous, Jaeger? Come on, in we go. Stick close to me.
That is my only intention.
Oh, watch the incline. It's quite a surprising downturn from here. You all right, Jaeger?
Yes, just shaken, I guess. You?
Yes, caught me by surprise, too, and I knew it was coming.
Gosh, you're bleeding.
Just grazed myself a little, it's nothing.
Just a little bit of slapstick to entertain our elusive beast, huh?
No levity, please. At least it's hastened our journey to a degree.
Looks like another chamber.
Yes. There's something remarkable about this one.
Really?
Come in, further, look.
What am I looking at? Looks like a small version of the cathedral chamber.
Look on the wall.
Looks like there's some carvings.
Precisely. Remnants of the Romans.
It is?
First time I discovered this chamber, I found some Roman oil lamps and a couple of amphora. Some traces of metal, all turned to rust, though.
Yeah, well, it's damp down here, that's for sure. Can't be healthy for you.
No, it is not. I've treated many patients with lung disease brought on by excessive dampness.
So these carvings...
The carvings we can see are mainly from picks and other tools as they hacked away looking for gems. Mainly.
Meaning?
Come over here. This way.
More carvings. They go the length of the chamber by the looks of things.
What do you make of this section?
These look different.
They are. You see, all the others show the work they were doing, hacking with picks and axes against the wall, sifting out the minerals. But here, it's more decorative.
Yes, it looks like writing carved into a wall.
I think it's one word, monitum.
Monitum? Yes, I see what you mean. Latin, right?
Obviously.
Means caution or warning, am I right?
Your knowledge of Vulgar Latin is exemplary, and next to it...
Looks like a decorative pattern or a picture?
Exactly! A picture! Is it clear to you?
Not exactly. Not quite.
Look, here, two limbs like legs, and here, a large mass, a head. In the head, two circles like eyes. Below them, a chaos of fury that must be the mouth.
The beast...
This is corroboration. It corroborates what I saw. Not as a crackpot or a fool, but as a scientist.
So the Romans carved this. A warning not to stray any deeper. I notice the drawing in that most encouraging word is near that narrow opening.
Indeed it is.
That's where we're going next, isn't it?
Indeed we are.
I didn't need to ask, did I?
This is tough. Quite a squeeze.
Just persevere.
Glad I didn't have breakfast.
No breakfast, Jaeger. That was a mistake.
Hopefully my only one of the day.
Always need a square meal before the caves.
Yeah, well, the pub left me a bag full of stale sandwiches. I lost my appetite.
Nearly there? Here we are.
You can't see no beast. What do we do now?
I'm going to open this can of luncheon meat.
Lunchtime?
Yes, but not for us. And we can light this paraffin lamp and switch off our helmet lights. Save the batteries. There are some matches if you'll do the honors while I open the tin. I'll just spread this luncheon meat around.
Okay. What do we do now?
We wait.
Wait, but...
In silence.
Yeah, but you said You know when you said there's a limit to how long one could stand to be down here?
Yes.
Well, I reached that limit about half an hour ago.
Just a bit longer.
Nope. I think not.
If we just wait.
Look, I'd have eaten that luncheon meat you smeared on the ground, but I was too scared to put on an ounce of weight. I haven't forgotten my favorite stretch of tunnel.
Patience, Mr. Jaeger.
No. I'm afraid I've started to lose pigmentation in my skin, and my eyes are definitely getting bigger.
Maybe another 3 or 4 hours?
3 or 4... When you said there's a limit, I should have asked you how long you've been down here in one go.
Immaterial.
I'm sorry, Doctor. I just can't believe there's anything down here.
Why are you so certain?
The issue in all these cases of cryptozoology is what does it eat? It's a question of the food chain. I mean, the poor damn thing can't live off luncheon meat deposited by kindly strangers.
There is life down here. Troglobites, stygofauna, cavefish, sightless creatures with no eyes, gray-white skin, and no pigmentation.
Well, they sound really appetizing. No, this subterranean world is barren. It's dead.
The rivulet.
I've been watching it all this time. Not so much as a shrimp.
So what did I see, Jaeger?
Don't take this the wrong way, but you probably imagined things. I found that I started to see things myself. The stream seemed to coil in the darkness like a snake, and after a while the various holes and openings seemed to move and gawk at us in mockery. But they didn't.
You're very cocksure, Jaeger.
Just call it a cool head. And a lack of imagination.
What are you insinuating?
Cool it. Let's get out of here.
I'm not leaving. And neither are you.
Now that's not fair, Holton. I think I can just about recall the path out of here.
Even in the dark?
What? Oh, Holton. Not the lamp. Why did you have to go and break the lantern?
It'll help you to see the truth.
Still got my helmet light. There. That's better.
Jaeger! Zachariah Jaeger! Mr. Zachariah Yankee! Come back!
Waste of time, Mrs. Holton. I recommend you file for divorce. What the hell? Holton! Holton, are you okay? Holton? Are you there?
Are you there?
Holton. Holton. No, the gun. The gun!
Holton.
Halton? Damn it. Damn it!
Can you recount exactly what happened?
Of course, officer.
Inspector?
Apologies, inspector. Dr. Holton had taken us into a deep section of the caves, past the Roman section, around where the rivulet runs. We were there for some hours.
And what were you doing?
Looking for the beast.
Oh, yes, the famous beast. Bit of a fixation for the good doctor. You know they called him Dr. Trog.
Yes, I'd noticed. Trog for troglodyte, I'm guessing.
Spent too much time in the caves. Completely neglected his wife. Charming lady.
Yes, I met her.
You did?
Yes. Oh, only once.
Where?
She came to my room in the pub around midnight.
Oh, she did she?
Please, don't misunderstand me.
Very curious.
Why curious? I hope you're not insinuating anything.
Oh, she's just a bit of a recluse, that's all. Has a work cut out living with old Troggy, Dr. Holton. Carry on. What happened next?
After a few hours, I was done. I wanted to get out of there. I started to leave, and then I heard Holton screaming in distress, so I ran back, and I was attacked.
And that's what caused the black eye and other bruises?
Yes.
Quite a shiner on your eye. Who attacked you?
Dr. Holton attacked me, and I'm ashamed to say I had no choice. I shot him.
You shot him?
Yes. Can I plead self-defense?
You didn't shoot him, Mr. Jaeger. You didn't shoot anyone.
What? I raised the revolver and shot him. Twice.
If you did, you can't be a very good shot. There were no traces of gunshot wounds on his body. None at all. And you Americans tend to be good with guns, don't you?
Well, you must be mistaken.
The coroner report makes it clear. Evidence of deep gouges in the back as from intense attrition.
Attrition?
Falling down a slope of rough rock. Whittled him down like a cheese grater. Did you see Dr. Holton fall down?
No. Actually, yes. Well, we both slid down, but just a little slope. He was bleeding.
There we go.
Not enough to kill him.
You sure about that?
Absolutely. And you're wrong. I did shoot him.
No, you did not. It was just a tragic accident. Happens in caves like that. Dark, unpredictable. And you're none too experienced, are you, Mr. Jaeger?
Don't you understand? Dr. Holton was the beast.
Oh, dear, Mr. Jaeger. Oh, there is no beast in that cave. No monster, no creature. Nothing more than a bat.
I'm confused.
You look it. I recommend you go home. Holiday's over. Go back to what you know. Go back to where you came from.
But won't there be an inquest?
No need for that. Case closed, as far as I'm concerned. Death by misadventure. You won't even get a mention in the report.
What? I don't understand.
You've done more than enough. On your way, Mr. Zachariah Jaeger.
Very well. Give me spooks and spirits in Baltimore any time.
I say! Mr. Jaeger? Mr. Jaeger?
No, the last person I need to see.
Mr. Jaeger!
Mrs. Holton, look, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry about what happened.
With my husband?
Yes, obviously.
Oh, don't worry. It was inevitable.
Sorry?
It was a relief, really. I am grateful that you could resolve things once and for all.
Resolve things?
I didn't think you could. But you did. There's more to you than meets the eye, Mr. Jaeger.
Thanks for the compliment.
Goodbye. And thanks again.
And that's it. I hastened away. I couldn't get out of that town quick enough. When I got to the pub to pack my bags, everyone in the bar raised their glasses at me. No more Mr. Yankee. I was more than a welcome guest, a celebrity even. They wouldn't let me leave. No stale sandwiches this time. The roast beef of old England. Even the best bitter wasn't so bitter after all. As for Dr. Holton, not even a mention. It's as if he never existed. So who exactly was he? A figure of mockery behind his back, but complete fear when they beheld him. Losing himself in the caves, did he loom over the town like a beast? No one could stop him except... No, that's just narcissism, surely, isn't it? I packed my bag in the morning, my head pounding from the best bitter and my belly bulging from the beef, and I noticed a letter slipped beneath my door.
Dear Mr. Yeager, before you hasten back to America, there is something else you need to see. Maybe another thing you can resolve. Unlike anything you'll have seen before, the name of the village is scribbled below. Just go for a constitutional there, a pleasant afternoon promenade, and you will see what I mean. I shall meet you there. Yours in desperation as much as hope, Miss Ashley Earlham.
A damsel in distress. How could I resist?
You have been listening to The Adventures of Zachariah Yeager, The Beast in the Caves, by Richard J. Hand. Starring Alex Zavistovich as Zachariah Yeager, Philip Rowe as Dr. Holton, Jennifer Belsey as Elizabeth Holton, Alec Mann as the Police Inspector, and Amy M. Marie as Miss Ashley Earlham. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The soundtrack included original compositions by Caesar. The play was co-produced by the National Edgar Allan Poe Theatre and the University of East Anglia. The Beast in the Caves was inspired by Arthur Conan Doyle's The Terror of Blue John Gap, a short story from the personal library of Harry Price, Britain's most celebrated psychic investigator. The Adventures of Zachariah Yeager have been produced as part of the Media of Mediumship project based at the University of Stirling and is funded by the Arts and Humanities Research Council. The project examines the relationship between science, technology and occultism in modern Britain, using the unique collections of the Science Museum Group and Senate House Library to explore the entangled histories of human belief, perception, trust and scientific evidence as experienced through sight and sound.
Oh dear, Mr. Yeager. Oh, there is no beast in that cave. No monster, no creature. Nothing more than a bat.
Zachariah Yeager.
You've been listening to the National Edgar Allan Poe Theatre on the Air and The Beast in the Cave, co-produced by the University of East Anglia and the National Edgar Allan Poe Theatre for the Media of Mediumship project by the University of Stirling in Scotland. The National Edgar Allan Poe Theatre on the Air is sponsored in part by Baltimore's own Raven Beer, purveyors of Poe-inspired craft beer, by Poe's Magic Theatre, and by the Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts, Creative Baltimore Fund. Until next time, this is Alex Zavistovich reminding you that all that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream.